In early November, the Assembly approved a $13 million contract for construction of the harbor expansion's first phase. But to save a bit of money, the members voted to take out Add Alternative C, about $380,000 worth of breakwater protection and dredging. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt explained why he supported taking Add Alt C out of the picture.
I thought it was kind of a concession that was made to leave some money, perhaps, for the Harbor Park. I think the history of this issue is that there was a strong concern for the effect of this project on the aesthetics of our waterfront.
Assemblywoman Heather Lendy questioned the matter coming back to the table when the group already voted on it.
I'm confused that we voted on this last time and then it came back. I'm wondering if that is normal on the Assembly. If the body votes against something, does it keep coming back until forever, or is this, what's the process that we're involved in?
Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer responded that she and other members had been lobbied hard to reconsider Adult C by people like Andrew Gray, who spoke at the meeting.
I just strongly encourage the Assembly to pass this based on various user groups who said how much this improves the functionality and safety of the harbor.
Since the Assembly took Adult C out of the Phase 1 contract, borough staff brought it back as a change order. The price for the work increased between November and now from about $380,000 to $420,000. Lendy and Morfitt had previously advocated for a public vote on the harbor design. Now that that proposal has failed, Lendy said the borough might as well try to do the best it can with the project. She suggested that if the borough was going to spend this $420,000 on Adult C, they should commit the same amount of money to Portage Cove beautification. The visual impact of the harbor is one concern many have raised.
And I think that would be a really honorable compromise.
After consulting with Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan, Lendy changed the wording from beautification to upland development. The Assembly decided to vote on that motion at the next meeting. If approved, $420,000 of state grant funding for the harbor expansion would be dedicated to upland development. The Assembly went ahead and approved the $420,000 for the Adult C change order. Tresham Gregg was the only member to vote against it. The contention around the harbor carried into two other items on the Assembly agenda. The Assembly also considered a cooperative agreement with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for design and permitting of a sport fishing ramp. Fish and Game would pay the $500,000 expense. If all goes as planned, the contract would be extended to include construction of the ramp, also covered by Fish and Game. Lendy balked at some of the wording in the contract, but after hearing assurances from Ryan, the Assembly approved it in a 4-2 vote. The Assembly was also divided on a harbor-related citizen appeal. Paul Nelson appealed the borough manager's decision to grant a land use permit for the harbor project. His case first went to the Planning Commission, which denied it. Nelson then went to the Assembly. Assemblymember Margaret Friednauer said she agreed with the Planning Commission's decision that the harbor project didn't need a conditional use permit because it's a public facility.
I just think that there's no other way to look at it. I don't see that the Planning Commission erred in the way they made their decision, and I don't disagree with the decision they made.
Morfitt and Gregg wanted to hear Nelson's appeal, but they were outnumbered in a 3-2 vote. Lendy did not vote because she was on the Planning Commission when it heard Nelson's case. The 3-2 vote meant that the Assembly declined to hear Nelson's appeal. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.